Twitter tilting elections by censoring info while partnering with left-financed voting groups. By Joshua Klein on October 15, 2020. Twitter recently blocked links to a New York Post bombshell story about Biden family business dealings in Ukraine, labeling links to the Post story unsafe and claiming it lacked authoritative information. Twitter on Wednesday took the unprecedented step of censoring links to a story allegedly exposing the Democratic nominee's meeting with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he served as vice president. The meeting was arranged by his son, Hunter, then working as a lobbyist for the company. While preventing users from accessing the Post story and thus suppressing the potentially damaging information, the social media giant conveniently neglected to disclose its own significant conflict of interest involving its partnership with two leftist financed groups deeply involved in voter participation efforts, including drives pushing mail-in balloting. The revelation, which made the front page of the paper, also detailed an investigation by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee into emails allegedly exchanged between Hunter Biden and executives at Burisma, which were provided by a whistleblower. In addition to censoring existing links to the unsafe Post article, Twitter also prevented posting new ones. Referring to the act as a big tech information coup and a digital civil war, Saurabh Amari, the paper's op-eds editor, blasted the decision. "I, an editor at the New York Post, one of the nation's largest papers by circulation, can't post one of our own stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Joe Biden," he wrote. A Twitter spokesman said the link was being banned across the platform in line with their hacked materials policy as well as their approach to blocking URLs. Twitter also claimed the story lacked authoritative information without further explanation, Breitbart News reported. Twitter, itself, has associations with left-wing backed groups involved in voting efforts in the coming election. Twitter is a premier partner of Vote Early Day, an election advocacy group that educates voters about their option to cast ballots prior to Election Day, including via vote by mail, as reported by Breitbart News. Analysts have posited that proposals such as vote by mail significantly aid the Democratic Party, as left-wing operatives have adopted means such as paying homeless voters, manipulating the elderly, posing as registered voters, and printing counterfeit ballots. With mail-in voting complicating authentication, fears abound over the prospect of large-scale voter fraud, especially due to past mishaps. Referring to mail-in voting without checks and balances or the requirement of providing identification as a national ballot harvesting, Representative Jody Isay, RGA, recently explained how the Democrats are trying to use the Postal Service as a way to steal the upcoming election. "Ballots will be sent out to people who have been deceased for years and years," Isay said. "That is an ingredient for absolute disaster and fraud in every way." Vote Early Day's homepage promotes mail-in balloting, telling potential voters that more states are adopting additional vote early options, such as vote by mail, "and we are expecting these changes to increase voter turnout. We want everyone to know their options." The organization even suggests voters throw a party or parade so friends can come together to fill in their mail-in ballots. Vote Early Day explicitly states it is supported by a project at New Venture Fund. The New Venture Fund, NVF, is, in turn, managed under an administrative agreement with the shadowy, massively funded Arabella Advisors strategy company, which pushes the interests of wealthy leftist donors. Arabella specializes in sponsoring countless dark money pop-up organizations advocating progressive policies and designed to look like grassroots activist groups, as exposed in a recent extensive report by conservative watchdog Capital Research Center. Billionaire activist George Soros's Open Society documents that it provided financing to the 1630 Fund, one of four nonprofits run by Arabella Advisors, another being the NVF. Arabella nonprofits also evidence close financial workings with Initiatives for the Democracy Alliance, another network of highly influential donors, including George Soros. More premier partners include leftist groups such as the Soros-backed League of Women Voters, the Democracy Fund, Alliance for Youth Organizing, and DRISE. Vote Early Day is not Twitter's sole involvement in election advocacy. The social media giant, along with Google and Facebook, which also took steps on its platform to suppress the damaging story, is also a 2020 partner for National Voter Registration Day, which claims it wants to make sure everyone has the opportunity to vote and pushes mail-in ballots, saying it seeks to educate citizens to request mail-in ballots, learn about early voting options, and more. The initiative is sponsored by the Democracy Fund, a charitable foundation created by eBay founder and liberal billionaire Pierre Omidyar. Omidyar's self-styled philanthropic investment firm, the Omidyar Network, is also a funder of the International Fact-Checking Network, IFCN, at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, which has partnered with Facebook to draft principles in an initiative to help determine whether a certain news story is disputed. The Omidyar Network has partnered with the Open Society on projects, and it has given grants to third parties using the Soros-funded Tides Foundation as a fiscal sponsor. Tides is one of the largest donors to left-wing causes in the U.S. Breitbart News extensively reported a slew of other progressive groups tied to Soros money who have been working overtime to push mail-in voting. Suppressing the Post story was not the first time Twitter has suppressed election-related information while failing to disclose its partnership with groups financed by leftist donors that are engaged in a massive voter participation effort, including drives pushing mail-in balloting. Breitbart News previously reported in late May that Twitter, for the first time, put a fact-check label on tweets from Trump, using the controversial tactic to label messages in which the president claimed there is no way that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Twitter followed that up in early September by slapping warning labels on several of President Trump's tweets that encouraged voters who submitted ballots by mail to visit their polling stations on Election Day in order to verify their vote had been counted. Twitter deemed the messages a violation of its policy against advocating illegal election activity, preventing users from reading the posts without first viewing a warning that the tweet violated the Twitter rules about civic and election integrity. With multiple reported incidents involving mail-in ballot fraud specifically aimed at hurting the chances of a Trump win this November, it is no surprise that the left has been pushing postal voting to such great extents. As early as August, as Breitbart News highlighted a Democrat operative who told the New York Post's John Levine a number of stories in which insiders like him led teams of fraudsters to commit election fraud by taking advantage of vulnerable citizens, impersonating voters, and printing fake ballots. In addition, United States Postal Service, USPS, workers who despise the president have aided election fraudsters by discarding mail-in ballots from Republican-heavy neighborhoods. Last month, mailed-in ballots were discovered in a ditch along a Wisconsin road. Twitter has received consistent criticism from many, including Congress members and the president himself, over alleged bias against conservative views over the years. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted in a 2018 interview published in Recode Media that the social media giant is so liberal that conservative employees don't feel safe to express their opinions within the company. Employees at Facebook, too, admitted to deliberate political bias, censorship of Trump supporters, as well as discrimination against conservative and white male employees, as revealed in recently exposed footage. In May, President Trump referred to social media platforms allegedly silencing conservative voices and threatened to strongly regulate or close them down. With only weeks until the next elections and with a U.S. voting population that gets their news from social media more than any other source, every post and tweet is of critical importance, and suppression of information that could damage the Democratic Party has the potential to decide the elections. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.